Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is a database? Okay, a term commonly used in big data is database. And while you may already have a familiarity with the term, let's review it to make sure you're up to speed. A database can be defined as a collection of data, which is stored and accessed electronically. Software known as a database management system, often abbreviated as DBMS, is used to interact with the database. Interaction with the database can take place either directly with users or via applications. Often, databases are classified according to the underlying models used, which have evolved significantly over time. For example, when I first started programming professionally in the late 1980s, we commonly used a technology called ISAM, or Indexed Sequential Access Method. And on Wall Street, we were early adopters of relational databases in the early 1990s. And in the early 2000s, we saw the emergence of non-relational databases, or what is commonly called NoSQL. Any DBMS used today will provide functions that facilitate the management of the database, its data, or the users. These fall into four different groups. First, data definition, or the creation, modification, or deletion of data. Second, updating, adding or changing or deleting data. Third, retrieval, or allowing data to be accessed. And fourth, administration, which is any task that is needed to manage the database or perhaps access to the database. Finally, we access database by means of a database server. Note this server might be a dedicated computer or perhaps a process running on your local computer. For example, I own and operate several computers running Ubuntu Linux. They're where I host a MySQL database, but I also have a MySQL instance running on the Mac I'm using right now. Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.